VTR 23709, English program, writing lyrics, take one.
Tory Award Entertainers.
There's not too many jobs available, unqualified as I am. I've got a brownies badge for skipping and a guide for making jam. CSE heavy petting, O-level hanging around. And I would have got a bronze life-saving medal if the person I was saving hadn't drowned. I've been working in an office, and I can't face that again. And I've always fancied being a comedian. I could be a bus conductress, ring that little bell. Have a little number on a dandruffy lapel. Imagine all the jokers, it might be a mistake. All that, how much is it to Oldham? That's a place in the north. Might get too much to take. Now I have decided, you just tell me when I can start to be a...
That was taken from Victoria Wood's own personal cassette recording of a 1981 schools programme called The English Language, and a song that explains pretty much why she became not just a comedienne, but a singer, sketch and sitcom writer, and quite probably the all-time winner of Britain's Best Person Ever. Hello, my name's Rebecca Front, and over the next two half hours, we'll be listening to lots and lots of Victoria Wood's work, some of it never heard before, including extracts from her own personal diaries, notes and rehearsal tapes. It'll be hopelessly short of meaningful analysis, entirely inadequate as biography, and we'll have loads and loads of stuff that will make you laugh like a cat. Oh, and if anyone wants to know why I got into songwriting and then comedy and then acting, it really can be summed up in two words, Victoria Wood. She was ridiculously inspirational, cutting across class and gender, effortlessly launching rhyming couplets with one hand while creating hilarious characters with the other, all the time delivering uproarious, earthy, witty, fresh stand-up with the third act. I've run out of hands for that metaphor, but you know what I'm getting at. One thing it won't be is a documentary. Here's Victoria on documentaries.
Now, before I get properly stuck in, I must just tell you, I'm under a bit of a strain tonight. I've got a film crew with me. They're making a fly-on-the-wall documentary. Bit of a panic on. The fly's just died. It fell off the wall. They said, well, just film you as you are, you know, warts and all. Well, I don't have any warts. I had to go out and buy some and stick them on. I've got forgotten to put them on. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Terrible strain having a film crew, though, with you wherever you go. You really have to watch what you say. I haven't said bollocks since Tuesday. It'll be in the paper on Monday. Woman says bollocks near Cheadle.
Recorded in 1996 in Manchester, and that clip also gives an example of Victoria Wood's unerring ability to choose the right words to make the comedy bounce. Cheadle being the absolute perfect near Manchester town. It just falls in the right way. As Victoria said herself in this 1993 interview on Radio 4's then arts programme Kaleidoscope...
I think it has to have the right rhythm. It's very musical, the whole thing. It's all to do with rhythm and punctuation and building up a rhythm and building up an expected pattern and then breaking it and catching people on the offbeat.
But that's not all. Here's the rhythm.
Woman says bollocks near Cheadle.
But here's the twist. How did she know that near Cheadle is so much funnier than in Cheadle? Is it because she's subliminally mirroring a traffic report, as if a woman swearing has somehow become a major incident? Woman says bollocks near Cheadle, 14-mile tailback near Barnsley. Comedy as rhythm and music. Anyway, right, let's begin. Now, if we were to look at Victoria Wood's stand-up right through her career, from soup to nuts, you'd probably start with her writing about being an awkward teenager.
I mean, when I think back to when I was about 13 and I had to take my first boyfriend home to meet my mother, which is always your mother's idea. You don't want to take him home, do you? You want to be in a bush shelter with him, wondering if you can get pregnant through two pairs of Wranglers. But she wants to meet him, so you bring him home. And up until the minute you bring him into your kitchen, he's like the most gorgeous, sexy, dangerous boy. You bring him into your kitchen, he just looks stupid. And your mother looks as embarrassing as ever, wearing a PVC apron with "We've been to the centre."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?